Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Raven's Real Spill Radio. This is your girl, Raven, the serial poet, coming to bring to y'all another Raven Random Rant. Tonight, we're going to be talking about lesbian relationships and the hetero gender roles that they have adopted within those relationships. I'm not going to say all of them, but yeah, a vast majority of them, if you pay attention, it's very apparent that that's what it is. So tonight we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. And then when we finish talking about it, we're going to listen to some music. If you're down for that, press your one. Anyway, but before we get into it, how was y'all day? If your day was good, that's great. If your day was bad, don't worry. It will only get better. Only positive vibes here. I want you to just relax, relate, and release. And allow your girl, Raven, to take you to another level to where you can end your night on a good note. So, if you want to call in, the number is 914-205-5813. That is 914-205-5813. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a brief break, and then we'll come back and get into it, okay? And the callers that's on the line, I see y'all. But we'll be right back.
Bitch, I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the thing in single. Ain't worry about a ring on my finger, so you can tell your friend. Shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend set me down in the salon chair. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies, we don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. I'ma hit you back in a minute. I don't play tag, bitch, I've been it. We don't fuck with lies, we don't do goodbyes. We just keep it pushing like, aye, aye, aye. Why I'm in gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face.
I'm back like I never left. Welcome back to Raven Random Rant, where we will be discussing lesbian relationships and the gender roles within them. So let's get into it. I'm not going to waste no time because, just like I always say, time wasted is time that you can't get beat. Anyway. Now, me being the lesbian that I am now, growing up, I've seen relationships, especially, I want to say, probably like in the early 90s is when I noticed, you know, lesbian relationships, how they will always have the one female that will probably have on Dickies or the flannel plaid shirt, or, you know, whatever the case may be, and the other lady would have on like a swim dress and stuff like that, just the typical masculine energy, feminine energy type relationship. And I want to say it probably wasn't until I went to Job Corps in McKinney, Texas, and they have a building called Building C. And it's a joke that flies around that says, you know, you walk in straight, but you leave out at the end of everything, you're going to have a girlfriend at the end. If you're not, if you don't have a girlfriend, you're going to be bi or whatever. So basically, I used to see them walking around. You know, they would have on their, you know, just like I said, flannel plaid shirts and Wrangler jeans, or they would have on a polo shirt and some dicky pants or whatever the case may be. It was always that masculine energy walking around Building C. And, you know, if they did have a girlfriend, you know, they was very girly. Not your typical, oh, yeah, you know, I wear a dress sometimes. Sometimes I don't. No, they was, like, very girly. They will always seek out the very extra feminine female. And so I was like, I remember talking to one, because this was before I even, you know, I knew I was a lesbian, but I was, like, hiding it or I was denying it, because I, when you grow up in Louisiana and your mom's a Southern Baptist, you, that's just not a lifestyle that you choose. Because at the end of the day, you know, you already know that it's going to be an issue. It's going to be controversial. You may or may not be disowned. And who got that type of time when you pretty much trying to establish yourself as an adult? So I held it in as long as I could or whatever the case may be. But seeing these lesbian couples walk around Job Corps, I longed for that connection. Like, I wanted me a girlfriend so bad, but I was like, I have to wait, you know. And, you know, hearing the stories about kids getting kicked out after coming out is one of those things that, you know, breaks my heart, because as a parent, I do have a daughter, but as a parent, it's like you're supposed to love your kids no matter what. No matter what. Not saying that you may accept the things that they do, you know, that's give or take or whatever the case may be, that's a personal preference. But to disown your kids, kick them out, they don't have nowhere to go, they don't have, like, nothing established for themselves. So, you know, you're leaving them to the wolves, you know, to fend for themselves, and then when they come up dead and things like that, you know, some parents think like, oh, my God, my baby. Or some just don't care at all, which that's just cold. You care this person for like 9 months, and now all of a sudden you don't care about this particular person. Yes, I'm going all over the topic, but we're going to come full circle. Don't worry about it. But, you know, I used to see them walk around Jocko all the time. Then when I went home, and I want to say probably in 2001 is when I decided that I was going, you know, try my hand at meeting a woman or whatever the case may be. And I'm about to tell my age real quick or show my age real quick. But I know some of y'all remember when, you know, they used to have those chat lines back in the day where you call the chat lines, you say what you're looking for. You know, somebody could, like, bing your line if they want to talk to you. And, you know, y'all talk, and then at the end of everything, either you hang up with them or either, you know, y'all exchange numbers while y'all on the line and things like that. So it just so happened that I remember meeting this lady for the first time, and she was a very girly girl. And I remember us talking and things like that, and I was like, I had the mental thought that I'm like, okay, if she's very feminine, she probably thinks that I'm a stud or a butch or, you know, whatever.
And so before we met up or whatever case may be, we talked on the phone for a good little minute. And I guess in lesbian standards, that's a good little, a day is a good little minute, because I want to say probably like the next day she wanted to meet up and have dinner or whatever. And I remember I was like, I don't think I have any boy clothes. And I know that sounds weird, but I was like, I don't have any boy clothes. And I remember my friend taking me shopping, so I picked me some pickies up and a beater and I think some boxers or something and some K-Swiss. I never forget. And so, you know, she picked me up for the day. I come out the house and she's like, oh my God, you know, you're taller than what I thought. Now, mind you, I am 6 foot easy. That's without heels. And so me walking out to her, giving her a hug and stuff like that, she pretty much fell in love on first, you know, contact, because I don't know what it is about feminine females. It's that big masculine energy, whether it's male or female, that masculine energy make them feel safe or whatnot. And so me hugging her and me being tall as I am, and then during that time I was very stocky. And so she was like, oh my God, you know, you look better than I expected. And I'm like, well, thank you. So long story short, we ended up having a correspondence, so to speak. We hooked up probably like the first night. I don't care what y'all talking about. It was different. That was my first time being with a woman, and it was different. It was everything I thought it would be. But yeah, I think she didn't know. And the sad part about it is, you know, she kind of implied, she was like, this your first time being with a woman? Because you're different, you know, you nervous, da 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 da. And I'm like, yes, this is my first time or whatever. And she was like, let me see, you know what I'm saying? And then when I showed her, then she want to get mad. She was like, this ain't your first time. You did that too good. This, that, and the other. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, shoot, some people born to do this, some people just not. Like, either you got it or you don't. And that's on period. And I say all that to say this. It's like, yeah, they have a lot of females that walk around in the lesbian community that just had that swag. Like, you know, feminine females and studs and butches, they have some in the lesbian community that have that confidence, that swag, that, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm about my business, this is what I'm about, and things like that. And then they have some that just don't. And I was that type of person to where I'm like, if you didn't know me, you would have known that was my first time. And it's like, we probably like talked for probably like a good week. She started acting kind of stalkerish, so I had to, you know, cut that off. So yeah, so after that, I ended up meeting another woman. Now probably like 2 months later, I met like another woman, and I don't know if y'all noticed, like, I could change the tone of my voice. It could either be very feminine or it could be very masculine in tone or whatever, deep. And so I guess this particular night when she met me, you know, I was out with my friend. And I think I had like on some skinny jeans and a tank top or something like that. And she automatically put me in the category of, she thought I was a feminine female, which anybody that know me, not gonna be either or. I'm a stem. And if y'all need to know what a stem is a beautiful compilation of a stud and a feminine female You know, if we wake up on a Monday and want to dress in Dickies and a beater, we will. If we want to, later on that night, put on the damn summer dress and some sandals, we will. Because that's our business. Mind your business. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, I met this stud. Very hard stud. This is the first touch me not stud I think I came in contact with. And I never really understood why. Like, why would you be a touch me not when all the pleasures of touching a woman is just, man, it's everything. And she automatically tried to put me in this category of she wanted me to be submissive to her. Like, just very yes, daddy, no, daddy, like, type vibes and stuff like that. And anybody that know my personality know that I am not submissive. Not to the right one, I will be, but for the most part, no. For what? Like, I don't see the point in it. When I was married to a man, I wasn't that way. And in a lesbian relationship, I'm definitely not that way. But just like I said, for the right one, I will be, but I have not found that right one to even show me just cause of why I should be like, yes, daddy, no, daddy, whatever you say. You know, like, no, they don't even sound right coming out my mouth, and it don't feel right, you know, when I hear it. So she was very much like that, and I was like, if we're both supposed to be women, why would I call you daddy? Now, I didn't get into calling studs, butches, or whatever the case may be, daddy or poppy until probably like maybe 2008, and that's when I actually did find, I came in contact with this woman. She just exuded. She had more masculine energy than any man that I've ever came in contact, including my husband. And that's sad to say, but, I mean, the truth is the truth. And, you know, we keep it real on this end of Blog Talk. So, I mean, she did everything. The only thing that sucked was her head, but, hey, she made for it. You know, she made up for it in strap game. So, I was like, hey, you know, this might be daddy, whatever. So off and on, you know, that was my good friend for benefits, and she never put me in a box. She never put gender roles on our correspondence. She never, like, if she came and got me and we was going out for daiquiris or whatever the case may be, she never once was like, oh, put on a dress and some sandals, I'm about to come pick you up. She just was like, get dressed, I'm coming to pick you up. If I came out the house in, you know, some rocker wear pants and a shirt, she didn't care. She was like, you ready? Let's roll out. And this was a stud. Like, the epitome of what I felt a stud should look like. Like, juice box. Pretty Pete isn't really a stud, but she's stimmish. She's like me. She could, you know, embrace both sides of herself, which is why I love her. King Kells, it's a couple of more other stud entertainers. But before I actually found my little friends with benefits, that's who I was attracted to, was their energy. Juice box. Especially because she was a dreadhead. And so I was like, man, if I give me a girlfriend, I want one like her or Pretty P. But all the ones that I kept coming in contact with was freaking hard studs and butches, the ones that were one step from being sexually confused, or they just would put on
this persona like they're harder than hard when they not even, you know, they pretty much teddy bears and stuff like that, which I don't get that. Definitely from men, I don't understand why y'all do that. And from the hard lesbians, I don't know why y'all do that, because that in itself is not attractive to most women. I guess that would be, you know, if you're into that type of thing, more power to you, boo-boo. But for me, I was like, I don't want somebody that's harder than hard. That's a woman. You have to have something soft about you, you know? And that's why when gender roles come into play, when I notice certain lesbian relationships, I'm like, okay, are we lesbians or are we straight? Like, what are we doing? And a lot of, I think a lot of lesbians feel that way too, because they like, well, shoot, I became a, well, not became a lesbian, but I'm a lesbian because, you know, of the whole feminine energy, a woman being a woman, and, you know, the whole finessing and caressing of the female anatomy. But it's like nowadays you will see a lot of, oh, I want my wife or girlfriend to stay home and take care of the kids in the house in lesbian relationships. Or my wife or my girlfriend isn't allowed to touch the car or take the garbage out or whatever the case may be. Anything that is masculine identified in a hetero relationship, I notice in a lesbian relationship, some of them have those, you know, have those requirements. And I don't understand why. I've asked a couple of lesbians, some say that's just, you know, what they prefer, which, you know, hey, it's your relationship, you can do what you want. But they have others that have this mindset of, oh, I just thought that's the way that it was. I thought that was the way that it was supposed to be. Like, femme with stud, femme with butch. Which begs the question, when you get to feminine females dating other feminine females and studs or butch dating butches. Like, they encounter questions like, who's the man? First of all, in a lesbian relationship, let me clear this up for all the heteros, all the homophobic, and all that. In a lesbian relationship, two women, I'm going to say it slow, two women in a lesbian relationship, no matter what clothes they wear, no matter what label they identify themselves as, they're both women. Go figure. Like, wow. They're both women, which means if they have a conversation and they both agree upon it, they both can strap each other. No matter what the label is, no matter what clothes they have on, if they want to strap each other, they will. That's why I hate when men, and it's mostly men because not too many women ask this dumb question. Men be like, if y'all are lesbians, why do y'all have strap-ons? Why do y'all have dildos? Why do you have this, that, and the other? I'm going to clear it up in one paragraph. And to me, it's going to be a paragraph because I talk without taking a breath. Listen up, men, and some of you women that have the same question. Most of us lesbians, we have choices. We could either do it body to body, mouth to vagina, vagina to vagina, or whichever way other than that we choose to do. I think a lot of reasons why men ask the question, they ask is because they seriously want to have sex with a lesbian because they're uncharted territory. But guess what? If a lesbian do decide that they should touch them, they're no longer a lesbian. They're bisexual. So don't go around telling your boy that, oh, yeah, I messed with a lesbian. I had sex with a lesbian. No, she's bisexual. So calm down, little boy. But to answer the question, why do lesbians use strap-ons if they don't like men? Simply put, when a woman straps on a penis, strap on a dildo to penetrate their girlfriend, they can take it off. They don't have to worry about pregnancy because most of y'all men don't take care of y'all kids. They don't have to worry about STDs because most of y'all don't clean y'all dick after y'all been cheated with your girlfriend with another woman or whatever the case may be. And we can take it off. And you know what's waiting after we take it off? A beautiful, sometimes nicely shaven vagina and titties. And womanly energy behind it. That's why it's not a big deal to us, well, to some of us, because a lot of us, we don't like penetration either. But that's why some females like to get a strap and like to take strap from their lesbian girlfriend. Because at the end of the day, it is a woman attached to it and not your raggedy ass. Okay? And I feel as though anybody that questions what another human being does with their body, you raggedy as hell. And I said what I said. Sorry, not sorry. Mind the business that pays you. Lesbians don't ask your wife or your girlfriend, why are you fucking with this nigga and he only lasts 30 seconds. We don't ask them that. So why are you in our business? We don't give a damn what y'all doing in y'all business. So why are you worried about what we doing in our business? Are you mad? Are you intimidated? You know, are you upset? Are you intimidated? Are you jealous? Are you intimidated? Because ours don't never go down. We can pick whatever size, width, color, vibration, and trust and believe. At the end of everything, we walk away satisfied. We don't walk away looking at you like, ugh. Well, that's a minute that I won't get back. Like, what? Go sit down. Go sit in the corner and drink your beer and shut up. And let lesbians do what lesbians do. And if a lesbian stole your girlfriend or your wife and turned her out and now she like women because you decided that you wanted a threesome and your wife and girlfriend decided that she liked it a little bit more than you thought she would, guess what? That's your fault. Own it. Own it and just deal with it. But don't come on our end of the community talking about, oh, y'all lesbians make me sick because y'all taking all the women. No. In order for us to take anything, they would have to be rightfully given. And y'all actions and things of that nature definitely makes a woman want another woman. Like, yeah, if I'm gonna have to deal with this bullshit, I might as well get some finesse out the deal and not have to deal with no bullshit from no regular ass man. Period. Anyway, back to gender roles. So basically nowadays
if any of the lessons that go back and listen to this show, I want y'all to have a healthy discussion with your friends or whatever the case may be and ask them why, if you notice that they have gender roles in a relationship, why is it that they have gender roles in a relationship? Like, seriously sit down and ask them and be like, yo, you know, why you have your girl acting like y'all in 1942, you know, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen or whatever the case may be? Like, ask them why do they feel the need to have those type of, what's the word I'm looking for? That type of, y'all know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, this is what happens, kids, when you smoke and hit the breeze too many times in 20 years. Anyway, but gender roles do not belong in the lesbian community, I feel as though. That's my personal opinion. I feel like, you know, we don't want heteros in our shit, so why are we adopting anything, any mannerisms? That's the word I'm looking for. Why are we adapting to any mannerisms from theirs? We shouldn't. Like, if you think about it, us lesbians have the most beautiful and perfect relationships on this earth. Like, it's almost envious enough to where hetero women want to experience it at least once. Not gonna say all of y'all, but the vast majority of y'all then had a fantasy or a thought or whatever the case may be. Because if you think about it, if you ask most women what do they search when it comes to pornography, most of them would say lesbian porn. Majority of y'all search lesbian porn. So if you are not curious, if y'all are not curious about what goes on in our bedroom, why are you searching lesbian porn? I know why, because straight porn is boring, and it's fake, and it's a waste of time, and if it is over 5 minutes, she's definitely faking it, because it's no way in the world that your pussy will stay wet that long being penetrated. Now, I'm not going to say that some men don't have fucking skills. Maybe they do. I wouldn't know because just the thought of it makes me want to throw up in my mouth. But, yeah, from what I've seen on Pornhub, I'm not impressed. And I'm not going to front some of the lesbian porn on Pornhub is boring too. Like, I don't want to see the same actor that just finished giving head to a man, giving head to a woman. I don't want to see that because then it throws me off. And I'm like, the only thing I'm going to see or imagine in my head is like, oh, you know, Jada Fire, she's in a lesbian porn. But not too long ago, she was in a goddamn heterosexual porn. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, what is going on? Like, I feel as though that we need more lesbian directors, producers to make these porns. And I ain't talking about Young M.A.S. because that fucking porn that she came up with, The Gift, was some of the most cringy, when I say cringe-worthy porn, like, everything about it just threw me off. It did not
make me want to go bang my girlfriend. It did not make me want to go eat my girlfriend out. It literally was like one of those porns where you just like, why? You're supposed to be a lesson. You're supposed to know what women like. You're supposed to know what lesbians like. And this is what you produce? No. We need more lesbian producers and directors in the pornography entertainment field. I don't know who I need to recruit, who I need to ask to do it, because some of y'all, just like I said, some of y'all just have a very hetero way of thinking. And if you have a hetero mindset in a lesbian community, I don't think the porn would be good. I just don't. I feel as though it would be a lot of scenes that are just appeal to masculine energy. I just do. Because if you think about it, most porns, that's what it appeals to. Fucking masculine energy. Who wants that shit? Appeal to me. Stop doing all that talking. Just get straight to it. And I know that, you know, for somebody that loves foreplay, that's hard to say, or whatever the case may be. But, no. But, yeah, I don't, no. Like, I'm totally good on that. So, basically, I feel as though, and this is my thoughts on it, even though I know we talk about everything else but the topic, but I feel as though most of the time, if you think about it, most lesbian relationships, why it's hetero-based is because that's what they grew up not having. And because they probably did not have that growing up, they're trying to create that within their adult life so they can emulate something that they did not grow up having. That's my personal opinion. I could be wrong, but hey, I would not give y'all the 100% real spill if I was not Raven. But I will say one more thing before we get into this music, because just like I told y'all, we're just going to talk about it briefly, because I don't, it's one of those topics where, yeah, you can go down the rabbit hole, but it still would be ignorant people that would not, just won't get it. They just won't get it. So, the one last thing I'm going to say before we get into this music is lesbians, my people, y'all beautiful creatures. If you can help it, don't let drive the force in your relationship. Now, unless you are dating a bi or dating a woman that just went from a straight relationship to mess with women or whatever it may be, that might be, you know, appealing to her. But I just don't believe that gender roles belong in a lesbian relationship. There should be no questions about, oh, who's the man in the relationship and we're fucking lesbians. It just should not be one of those things. And that's period. That's my opinion. I feel as though if we two women and it comes to housework,
it should be shared, period. That's why I feel like a lot of lesbian relationships end up, you know, in stupid and crazy arguments because y'all too busy having conversations at the beginning of it, of everything, talking about, you know, sexual things or talking about money and things and past relationships, which that your past relationship should never be mentioned if you're trying to get to know somebody new, period. What does your past got to do with your present or your future? It has no place in it. So those three things, if you talking about that more, then you should be getting to know this person and what their views is in the household, what their views in relationships, what drives them, what their love language is, you know, if they have positive or negative energy. That's why your relationships potentially would probably end the way that they do. Because you focus on things that's not potentially important. Now, I'm not going to say that sex isn't important, but it's not as important as knowing what drives a person to be who they are. If y'all ask the heavy-hitting questions like, okay, you meet a woman, and you be like, okay, you know, what pisses you off? What are your pet peeves? Do you leave a sip of juice in the damn refrigerator? Do you forget to put the roll on the damn toilet? Like, it's the small things that will start an argument that will potentially blow up to bullshit, and then y'all broke up, and y'all like, okay, we broke up over me not putting the cap on the goddamn toothpaste. Simple conversation will help y'all to avoid all those things. Sex should be the last thing on your mind. Yes, eventually it should come up in conversation, but it should not run your whole first conversation. Like, what? Money should not be the first conversation y'all have either, unless you just want to marry and date a gold digger. You know what I'm saying? And last but not least, please stop embracing people that give you a false narrative of who they are. Like, anybody could say, oh, yeah, you know, I cook, and, you know, I go to work, and, you know, I'm all about my money, this, that, and the other. That's not telling me who you are as a person, as an individual, because anybody can do that. Anybody. I want to know if you can't stand heat, do you have an attitude? When you get cold, is you going to fuck with my thermostat? You know, do you like spicy food? Stuff like that. Little small increments that builds up conversation will potentially help you establish whether that woman is the woman for you or whether you just going to be like, yeah, that thing that she just said that she like to do or don't like to do is going to get on my nerves after a while. So, no. Leave gender roles out of lesbian relationships. We're both women. Ain't nobody the man. I don't give a damn how freaking hard a motherfucker woman act like. She not a man. Unless she's a doggone STM, and that's on a totally different label. Totally different. That's not a lesbian. That's transgender. So, y'all butches, y'all hard studs, y'all touch me not, and things like that. Don't get mad when you meet a female and she trying to figure out why she can't do certain things. And she told you at the top of y'all conversation that's what she want to do.
that you go along with because you want her so bad or whatever the case may be, and now you're with her and you now y'all having an argument about what's to be done and what's not to be done. She told you. You played along with it. You wasted her time, and now you're trying to figure out why she's trying to cut your ties. Stuff like that. Stop doing the dumb shit. Stop adopting ideals that you know you don't agree with. Stop promising these females stuff that you know you have no intention on delivering on. And stop selling dreams and then coming back to repossess them just to sell them to somebody else. It's not that hard. But we're going to get into this music. I done said my piece for the night. And I will see y'all at the end of the show. Just like I said, if you want to call in, the number is 914-205-5813. That is 914-205-5813. And we just going to jam the night away. Here we go.
I feel so freaky tonight.
So your movement is like the wind. Would you like to be my friend? Come on to say I'm a, tell me what's your name. Come on to say I'm a, ooh. Come on to say I'm a.
wake up, baby. Yes, I know it's a quarter to three. Either you're coming here or I'm coming there. Cause I just can't get to sleep. No!
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Well, I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
you're listening to DJ Addy. DJ Addy in the mix.
Thank you for listening.
Well, y'all, that is my time. I am so happy that y'all gave me feedback in my inbox and on my DMs on Instagram and Facebook. I saw a couple of y'all called in. Y'all dropped off. But I already know who that was that called in and dropped off. But, hey, the love is appreciated anyway. But let me give y'all the rundown for the week. Join me tomorrow for Hyped Up Hump Day, where we celebrate Bring It In a Hump Day, the Wednesday. You don't celebrate making it to the middle of the week because everybody's not as fortunate to make it to the middle of the week, let alone today. Then Thursday, you already know that pop-up show going to pop up on you. If you're following me on Blog Talk, you will see when it's created to know what it's about. I'm testing it out. If I get a lot of listens on it, then I add it to the rotation. Then Friday, you know, we're going to have Club Real Spill, where we're going to dance the weekend in. You know, we got to celebrate positive vibes, just good vibrations all around. Then Saturday, you know, 2 hours of Neil Soul and spoken word, done only the way that I can, you know what I'm saying? Often duplicated, always emulated. So we're going to keep those 2 hours flowing with positive energy. And y'all know what it is. And Sunday, you know, last Sunday, I wasn't here. But this Sunday, y'all, spiritual Sunday, where we're going to have to get into our spiritual journey together. You know, I've taken a lot of time out from it because, you know, I always let life get in the way. But this Sunday, I promise to be here 11 a.m. promptly so we can start our week on a good note. Then, you know, Mashup Monday, 2 hours of twisted music. You never know what I'm going to play, whether it's going to be pop with hip-hop or rock with R&B, whatever the case may be. I'm just going to play whatever. Then Kung Fu Circle again Tuesday. That subject will be announced at a later date. But join me for Raven Random Rant, where I only spit 100% real. So before I get out of here, I'm going to give y'all my thought of the night. And my thought of the night is this. Misery loves company, so stop letting people invite you into their misery and have a party, but not just any party, a block party. Block out the energy that is negative to you. Block out the energy that tries to suck you in to their misery. Only in doing so will you live a full and productive life. So with that being said, love, peace, and blessings. Pray before y'all lay. I love y'all. And good night.
forever mine. Oh, we're one of a kind. Ooh, baby girl,
I need what you